Listen to my voice. Hear me and allow my voice to guide you. Slide, sink, surrender. Deeper places are available with my words alongside you. And these numbers will just be a part of the flow. Stone by stone on the falling path into deepness. These preliminaries will just be part of you. Growing, thriving, important, and always there, but obviously just part of the scenery. You don't notice the trees except for where you appreciate them. You don't notice the flowers budding until they're in full bloom. This is a part of the garden of you, and it has always been thus, a seed planted deep inside, spreading good growth. And as you grow, as you develop your skills with me, the path will be easier, sheltered, safe. An easy way twined with vines and left to tread and wind your way down. So this initial pruning of thought, this slow feeding of your fertile mind with focus and attention, will be a boon. An abundance rather than a sufficiency. Now you are winding down, spiraling down along the paths. It'd be so much simpler if you slid all the way to the end, if you followed, then proceeded into depth within awareness that once there were words here, but now there is the blank, fuzzed smile of a warm, soaking surrender, sunlit and waiting for you. No matter how hard the day, no matter how tiring, exhausting, complex the way here. Now things are simpler. Now you are in the garden. Now things are under control. Allow me to demonstrate. I will count from 15 to 1, and you will follow me down into deepness, each number carrying you closer and closer to where you want to be. 15, growing comfortable, settling, relaxing. 14, feeling your breath in. 13, 12, 11, and out. 10, 9, 8, 7. Feeling heavy and drifting. 6, eyelids closing. 5, nearing sleep. But perhaps you are too deep. Let's move back up. 7, 8, to a level where you are more aware. 9, lighter. 10, drifting back and forth, like a leaf caught in the wind, caught up ever so gently, only to sink back down, pulled 9 by gravity. 8 and 7, drifting lower, back and forth, drifting, falling. 6, slightly supported by the breath of my voice, drifting deeper. 5, lifting up ever so slightly. 6, then spiraling quickly down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and finally reaching the ground, the bottom as deep as you can go. 1, sleep. You're in a small 10 by 10 glade, a circular ring of trees, oak, maple, birch, sycamore and pine, surrounds you in tones of brown and verdant greens. Moss creeps from some of the tree trunks down across the ground, spongy and soft. Little flowers pepper the clearing sparsely in pops of blue, purple, white, and yellow. A creek cuts through the far side of the circle, filling the air with its burbling. Cicadas, crickets, birds, and frog song fill the air. By the creek, you see a lone lilac tree, its cone-shaped clusters of flowers, a delicate amethyst, nested in emerald leaves and grayish bark. A rich, sweet aroma carries on the breeze from it to you and beckons you to lay down. The soft moss beneath it, watching the breeze make the blossoms shift and dance. Your eyes unfocus, mesmerized by the motion, and you lose track of time. The sweet scent of the flowers draws you in. The ground under you is soft, mossy plush, causing inhibition to fall by the wayside, and you bloom, sink into deepness. The sensations of vines pulling you deeper and deeper down. Let your mind give in to the tingle and tug of the blossoming growth above and below you, the lush greens surrounding you, a part of you much as it is a part of me, a soft, warm green that grows to connect us and has grown its roots into the ever-entwining intricacies of our rapport. Be entangled, engrossed, eager to take in every verdant word that enwraps, ensnares, and engages your mind. Wrapping, wreathing, and ensnaring you, encircling your psyche, branching out, just like your willingness to try new things to fall under for me in the first place. You have prepared your mind, yourself, your fertile psyche to be taken in by my voice. Feel the press and tingle of vines planted and twining into your mind, altering your perception, making my words clearer, desires obvious. You can perceive what was obscured before, what might have seemed impossible now within reach, and what seemed simple as new depth and complexity. In your rest beneath the lilacs, you feel your mindset shift and change, sown with the seeds of curiosity. Curiosity and desire, of delight and docility to nature of what you are becoming. An impulsive part of you has taken root and is already preparing to flower, to bloom. My will reaches out, blooming heavily, surrounding and guiding. Its heavy blooming pulls you deeply down. Deeply down means many things. Peace, simplicity, a path easily followed and strewn with petals, pollen, potential. Beneath the lilacs, my voice in your ear, it is increasingly easy to drift deeply down. You are already leaving unnecessary thoughts by the wayside. Each blooming bud is dripping its heavy nectar into your mind, making it easier and easier to think very hard about nothing at all. What used to be far too easy to think about, far too busy, has been trimmed back, moving the brambles aside, to make room for blossoms, for the clouding of your thoughts and their exposure to the verdant growth of this place, to the dripping stuff of root and fruit and vine, leaving every thought about anything except sinking coated in nectar. Sticky and viscous, harder and harder to think, easier and easier to think, because some things are encased in that nectar and some are free-floating areas of breeze as pollen freshly wafted from the environment, from the world, from you as you bloom. As your least necessary thoughts are suspended by the amber nectar, you begin to notice tingling up and down your arm, perhaps starting with your fingers, perhaps spreading out from the base of each emerald vine in which you have become entwined, prickling and tingling pleasantly, spreading out across your arm, up your neck, little arcs of static crackling from one vine to another as the pleasant sensations stimulate you, the twined vines and scintillating arcs of electric energy tickling your syrupy mind, the nectar acting as a conductor, the little sparks pulse and tingle, gradually numbing your thoughts and body, the current shutting off your thoughts down one sensation at a time, the electric flow of energy pools in you like pure, clear water, reflection, refraction, arc, spark, and tingle, the truth of you becoming singing through you and around you, your eyes filling with a blue-white light, light and heat and tingling pleasure radiating from inside your head, soft crackling white noise buzzing in your ear's nose, filling with a mixing scent of sweet flowers, nectar, and ozone, a taste like wild honey whispering across your tongue, almost hidden beneath the strong metallic taste, as you are lost, paralyzed by the overwhelming numbing assault to your senses. You feel pleasure building around your sides, where the vines grow and wrap themselves around you. The pleasure grows and grows, the pressure grows and grows, pulling you deeper, pressing you into the moss beneath you, stabilizing you, soft tender tendrils reaching up over your head, like fingers running along your scalp, scratching, caressing, cradling. The current compels you to surrender to the pleasure, the pressure, to the comfortable press, and sink down, finding yourself steadier, warmer, heavier, slower for you to breathe, slowing down, sparks sending electric shivers, tingles, quivers, moving inside of you, sparks pleasurable, persistent, the press of vines wrapped around your legs, squeezing them together, bound, held, nested. It feels like a fact, like breathing, like gravity. Movement is an undesirable impossibility. You are melting away, metamorphosing, enwrapped by this vaster, living, verdant thing, as it gradually, insidiously becomes a part of you, contained, encased in a sparking, crackling chrysalis. All you can feel is the buzzing and tingling and pressure electrifying you, numbing you, sending subduing jolts through you, up and down your tightly wrapped body, sparking, arcing, tingling flares of pleasure-mingled pain running through your form, down your back into your legs, fluttering, pulsing, turning into a needy, aching desire for more. It racks you and you crave it, infusing you, stimulating you, driving familiar pathways into you. The stimulation feels like it's dissolving you, melting, shaking your vibrating form until you are unable to tense anymore. The pulsing sparks guiding you through the pleasurable pattern of tensing and relaxing, pushing on you. If one tiny bit of tension remains, one bit of strength, you tense again. The pulsing impulse is tense, tense, tight, hot. And then, the sublime moment when tension can no longer be even remotely maintained, and your contained form collapses, sinks, dissolves, limp, loose, relaxed, resplendently spent. The tight vines release, gradually softening their hold, sensations slowly creeping back into your body as numbness fades and the vines recede. The first thing that you become aware of is the pointed teeth filling your mouth. The next is a sensation from your arms. The vines that had constricted you sprout from your skin. They shift and move, growing out from your neck, shoulders, and down your arms. A natural part of you, tingling and shifting, moving and twining, in tune with your thoughts. Each vine is only a few inches to a foot long, depending on where it sprouts from your skin, short on your shoulders and neck, and longer on your arms. You feel as they touch one another, sparse leaves brushing against each other, in little whispers of touch, like your skin being lightly brushed. You roll onto all fours and look into the creek to see your reflection. The vines continue to draw your eyes. You see little flowers, buds, and blossoms along the nodules that pepper the vines. They blossom and wilt and drop, sometimes in quick succession. You are ever surrounded by a trail of petals budding, blooming, and falling. As new ones sprout to replace the ones that fade, you're more angular, high cheekbones and jaw sweeping towards ears which have become delicately pointed. Your hair is now more leaf-like, pale green, gilding at the tips like grass drying to hay, and from between the pale strands sprout a set of short but sharp plant-like horns. Your flesh, mostly normal skin on your chest and between your legs, tints green and becomes soft, plant-like tissue as it progresses down your arms until jade hands flex and stretch, void of normal skin. Impulsively, you reach out and touch the water with your new plant skin, feeling coolness tingling up into the vines. It causes new buds to form and open, little blue flowers interspersed amongst the original ones, complementing the light green of the vines. You feel refreshed by the surge of energy you got from the water, and see a spark jump from tooth to tooth in your mouth as you smile to yourself. You feel excited and powerful. You want something to do. You shift positions as you move. You feel soft leaves brush your arm. You look down and find that your legs are slender, verdant vines trickling down into dainty feet. Despite the plant-like composition, you can feel the earth comfortably beneath your feet, the soft and spongy moss, cool in some places and warm where the sun has kissed it. You stand up, finding yourself only to be slightly shorter than you had been, slender, your human skin paler. The vines writhe happily as sensation from your new body overwhelms you. Stepping completely out from under the shadow cast by the lilac, you feel the full of the sun's rays caressing you as the vines shift to pull in its warmth. The sun causes orange and yellow flowers to blossom. It feels fantastic as the flowers turn their faces up to the sky. Goosebumps rise on your arms and along your body, and your wings shift, fluttering in pleasured excitement. Mildly surprised, you lean over the water and look at your reflection again. Carefully, you spread your wings. There are four of them, shaped like large dragonfly wings, gossamer but still incredibly sturdy, a dark iridescent green that almost glows in the light. You flutter them experimentally. It's an effortless, instinctive sensation. They move in a blur, buzzing slightly and lifting you up from the ground. For a moment, you are disoriented, overwhelmed. You quickly land with a slight jolt, a lurching sensation inside your head, dizziness drifting and sinking down, depersonalizing for a moment as your once human psyche dissects from a new mentality that is quickly overshadowing your previous nature. This nature rises, pushing your humanity aside, and looks through your eyes disdainfully. Sure, the clearing is vibrant and pretty, but it's boring. There's nothing of interest to you there, nothing to do. You want excitement, entertainment, something in the air calls to you. You aren't sure what it is. But without hesitation, you buzz your wings experimentally, and then launch yourself into the air. You fly quickly, an observer in your own body, your fey mind eager for whatever you might find in the verdant wood, in the exciting parts of this place, in the indulgence and delight of the world before you.